All right.
Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
On Carrie's Couch today, I'm speaking to a man who is the chairperson of something called Fathers for Justice. It is more and more frequently I'm speaking to men who have landed up on the other side of a very nasty fight about children. And we all know that as much as you think you love your partner, things happen. And unfortunately, children are used as collateral. And many a good father has been removed from his child because the ex-partner has decided that this is the way that she is going to get back at him. So on Carrie's Couch this morning, I welcome and the chairman of Fathers for Justice, Gary De Silva. Good morning, Gary.
How's it, Carrie? How are you doing?
I'm really good. Tell me a little bit about the story. Where did Fathers for Justice come from?
Okay, so Fathers for Justice was originally started in Britain by one of the dads there, and it came to South Africa through Dr. Stephen Pretorius, who started the organization circa 2002-2003. I joined as an ordinary member around about 2004, became public relations officer circa 2006, and was made chairperson in August of 2019. We effectively campaigned for the right of the child to have automatic daily physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual contact, care, guardianship, and maintenance with, by, and of its biological parent, irrespective of whether the child was born out of a one-night stand or a 20-year marriage, and it's fundamentally irrelevant of what your religious, cultural, traditional, or marital status or lack thereof is concerned. Is, are you the biological parent of that child? And I always put the parenthesis on this. In the absence of violence, abuse, or neglect, there is no compelling reason that can be offered that says that the child should not have automatic right of contact, care, guardianship, and maintenance from birth to both biological parents. You had the child together, you raised the child together. If you didn't want to have we live in the 21st century. If you don't know where children come from, you've got bigger problems than most. So we need to, as adults, take responsibility of the children. And, you know, the other thing is, we know that the moment one of the parents, doesn't matter who, steps into a lawyer's office or the courts, child's rights are automatically being ignored, and the child has already begun to be abused emotionally and psychologically. They are doing studies now at the moment that are saying if the parents can just behave, children can come out of a divorce with no to relatively unscathed emotional and psychological issues. So
Gary, I need to ask you, and this might be a little bit personal, but why is it that you got involved with Fathers for Justice? Did you have a situation like this in your life?
Yeah, I did, and it was exceptionally traumatic for me, and it took me a very, very long time to deal with my own emotions and get through and over it.
Did you land up getting access to your child or children?
Yes.